Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Awilco Drilling PLC's Q3 presentation. My name is Marco, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. For the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, there will be an opportunity to ask questions later in the call. If you need assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you'll be connected to an operator. I will now hand over to your host, Trond Oliver Bryce, Awilco CEO, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco. I'm Trond Bryce, and with me today is Ian Wilson, our CFO. We're going to run through our Q3 results, and if you have access to our website, we will be following the format of the Q3 presentation, which is under the IR section. What we're going to talk about then, we'll give you some highlights from the quarter. We will run through the numbers in some detail. I'll then give you an update on our operational performance. We will then talk about the market, a quick summary, and then we'll finish with a Q&A. The highlights then from Q3. Awilco Drilling announcing a dividend in respect to the quarter of $0.20. This is possible in part from our revenue, our Q3 revenue of $32.4 million, an EBITDA of $20.9 million, a net profit of $14.2 million, and this is from an EPS of $0.47. Our Q3 operating cost, our OpEx then, average for the WilPhoenix, has come in at $85,800 per day. The final highlight from the quarter then, our total contract backlog at the end of Q3 was $76 million, plus $126 million associated with a letter of award from Alpha Petroleum. That is the highlights from the quarter. Moving on to the numbers then in a bit more detail. We will start with the Q3 income statement, and Ian is going to walk us through that. Ian.
Okay. Thanks, Trond. Contract revenue for Q3 2017, $32.1 million. That represents a revenue efficiency of 91.1%, a little lower than our previous quarters, primarily due to one particular downtime incident that Trond will refer to later on. That resulted in lost revenue of approximately $2.2 million. The rig operating expenses of $8.1 million, that comprises an average per day OpEx of $85,800 per day, and included in that is approximately $8,000 in respect of the remedial actions required for the downtime incident. The underlying OpEx there came in at $78,000 per day. The WilHunter, as a standalone in cold stack mode, the OpEx there on a per day basis was $2,100 for the quarter. The G&A expense, $3.3 million. That includes $1 million in respect of the reserve adjustment or provision adjustment for the long-term incentive plan. Underlying G&A expense of $2.3 million. Depreciation in line with previous quarters and resulting operating profit of $16.9 million. Interest expense of $1.8 million, due primarily in respect of the bond, the outstanding bond, and the profit before tax of $15 million, tax of $0.8 million, and income for the quarter of $14.2 million, equivalent to an earnings per share of $0.47. Year-to-date earnings per share of $1.50, resulting from $0.53 in Q1 and $0.50 in Q2. Onto the balance sheet. Rigs, machinery, and equipment, $228 million. Minimal additions in the quarter, and the P&L depreciation for the quarter was $4 million, so a decrease in relation to prior quarter. The trade and other receivables and the prepayments and accrued revenue, that's in respect of a partial August billing under the Apache contract and accrued revenue for Apache for September. Both these amounts have been converted into cash since the end of the quarter. At the end of the quarter, the cash balance was $115.7 million, an increase of just over $21 million from the prior quarter, and $45 million increase over the course of this year to date. So total assets, $368.8 million. Retained earnings, it was $124 million, so building up the retained earnings balance. And the long-term interest-bearing debt of $85 million. Current portion of that is $10 million, and we have, since the end of the quarter, paid a further $5 million repayment plus associated interest. So total equity and liabilities, $368.8 million.
Okay, thanks, Ian. We'll move on now, talking about operations then. So if you have the presentation in front of you, we're in Section 3, Operational Update, and start with Slide 10, and we'll look at the contract status for Awilco Drilling's two rigs. So the current firm contract backlog is $60 million, that's as of today. And in addition, we have a letter of award for further backlog of $126 million, and that's in respect to the Wolf Phoenix with Alpha Petroleum. So looking at the two rigs then, starting off with Will Hunter. Will Hunter is coal stacked at Invergordon in northern Scotland. It requires an SPS and upgrading project to return to the market. OPEX for this rig at the moment are circa $1 million per year, and the Will Hunter is being treated very much as an option on a future market. So cold stacked in Invergordon at the moment. Second rig, Will Phoenix, which continues to work for Apache in the North Sea. The rate is $382,500 per day, and that runs until late April 2018. Following on from that is Alpha Petroleum, and this is the LOA I mentioned, and this is a well-based contract, which is 18 wells, estimated to be 1,080 days. So that is the contract backlog for the two rigs. On to Slide 11, if you have that. And some words about our operations during the quarter. Operational uptime during the quarter, Q3, was 89.1%. That's below guidance. We did incur some downtime on the BOP. There was some repair and some inspection time from this downtime event, which resulted in the lost revenue, and Ian illustrated what the numbers were from that incident. During the quarter, though, very pleased to say positive customer feedback during the quarter and continued excellent QHSE performance. And then again, one more point, then contract negotiations continue with Alpha to turn the LOA into a contract. So that is the operational highlights. On to the dividend, the distribution. So pretty straightforward here. I'll just run through the bullets, which are on Slide 12, if you have it. Announcement in respect to the quarter of a 20 cents per share dividend. The dividend is payable on or around the 15th of December. The shares will trade ex-dividend on the 21st of November. The record date will be the 22nd of November. And finally then, the company's dividend policy remains unchanged, and I'll just read it one more time, or I'll go through it to you. The company intends to distribute all free cash flow above a robust cash buffer to support operational working capital requirements and capital expenditure, including SPS. So that's our philosophy, we're sticking to it, and a 20 cents dividend in respect to the quarter is payable. Okay, onto the market that Awilco Drilling operates in, the mid-water semi-submersible harsh environment market. So we're on to Slide 14, if you have that. The message really is the day rates in the UK market continue to be low. We have seen some new fixtures during the quarter. Some competitor rigs, Transocean's BBLJ, Diamond's Ocean Patriot, and the Coastal Pioneer. All three of them have secured work during the quarter. In many cases, though, the rates have not been made public, but we believe them to be still at a modest level. So those are the day rates on the activity which is going on. We can see demand for 2018, and the visibility of programs for 2018 has increased as we've gone through this year, 2017, so that's a positive signal. There are a number of programs being tendered for 2018, but the majority are seasonal as opposed to term, and this means summer work rather than year after year. So, positive, seasonal, visibility in 2018. That's the demand. A quick note on the supply side then. So this is slide 15. The message here really is we've seen further semi-sub attrition in the UK and globally, which is a good thing. So globally, we've now seen roughly 100 floaters scrapped since 2014, 25 of them just in the last year. And in July, middle of the year, in July alone, here in Northwest Europe, we saw five rigs which could compete with our own two being scrapped, Transocean's Searcher and Prospect and Diamond's Nomad, Princess and Vanguard. So what's left here as of today here in the UK part of the Northwest Europe basin? Well, as of today, we've got 17 rigs from nine owners, and of that, four of them are currently cold stacked, and there are probably still more from that yet to be scrapped. So the headline then really is we've seen a lot of attrition. Attrition is continuing, and we believe there's still more to come out of our basin. So that is a very positive thing in terms of rebalancing the market going forward. Okay, then on to the next slide, 16. A comment really on the big picture of the drilling market. There are encouraging signs of market improvement. So seasonal demand is expected to prevail into 18 and 19, although we have seen now some term work appearing, and term work is much more attractive because it takes rigs through the winter. The day rates do, however, continue to be at challenging levels. We've seen drilling program interest from operators of all sizes, so that's very positive, from the majors to the small independents. So all parts of the customer side is engaging in the market now for drilling programs. We've also seen decommissioning programs firming up, so that's positive in terms of supply. And the point I mentioned about attrition scrapping globally in Europe, Northwest Europe, in our basin, and it's still ongoing, this is very positive in terms of helping to rebalance the supply-demand market. And then a final note then about what's another encouraging sign about the market and improvement. We've seen M&A. We've seen one large merger, but we've seen quite a lot of acquisition activity. And we generally don't see certainly mergers until we believe the cycle's at the bottom or the inflection point. So that's another good indication that there's a positive sentiment in the market, and the market is turning. So M&A activity is a good data point. Okay, let's just summarise what we've said on the call then. Awilco Drilling announcing a dividend payable in respect to the quarter of 20 cents. We have a current firm contract backlog of $60 million as of today, and we have an LOA backlog of 126 to follow on from that. There are encouraging signs of market improvement, although that has not yet translated into higher day rates. And the company, with our very positive, our very good fundamentals, our cash balance, our low debt, relatively speaking, we continue to evaluate growth opportunities on a case-by-case basis, which could add value. So positive summary there from Awilco Drilling. What I'll do now is I'll hand back to Marco, and you can field the Q&A.
Okay, thank you very much. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star 2 again. Please ensure your line is unmuted locally. So it's star 1 to ask your question. Thank you. We currently have no questions coming through, so another reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one now. Thank you. Okay, very well. We have a question coming through, and the first one comes in from the line of Lauritz Carvel from Carnegie. Please, Lauritz, go ahead.
Yeah, hi there. I have a question regarding the LOA backlog. I assume that the 126 million relates to the base rate. So I'm just wondering how much larger the backlog potentially could be if the the oil price, or if the index, the rate go up.
Hi, Loris. Thanks for your call. Well, I can't give you an awful lot of information on that. That is the base rate, as you say. It's a well-based contract with an estimated duration. There is a mechanism for upside in the day rate as crude pricing increases, hopefully increases, but we are actually in the process of turning an LOA into contract negotiation. So that particular part of the contract is being negotiated. So we're not in a position to say where we've got to. So that's as much as I can say. There's nothing else I can say on that one. So, yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. We have no further questions in the queue. Please be reminded, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your keypad now. Thank you. So at the moment, John, we have no more questions coming through.
Okay, well, I guess what we'll do then is, unless there's no more last questions you can't see on your screen, we'll just conclude the call and say thank you very much for your participation in the Awilco Drilling Q3 presentation. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now replace your handset. Thank you.